Introduction. It's 4:30 in the morning. Outside on a street in Manhattan, a Hollywood star is ushered into a waiting limo. There's a box in her hand, her pre-ordered breakfast, provided fresh by her luxury hotel. Inside the car, she sits with her assistant, ready to go over the day's needs and wants. The limo pulls into the street, the actress opens the box, and there's no raspberry jam.
"Where's the raspberry jam?" she asks her assistant. "All I wanted for breakfast was toast with raspberry jam. Where's my jam?"
Her assistant, knowing the raspberry jam had been ordered, insists the limo driver pull over. Without waiting for the vehicle to come to a complete stop, the assistant jumps out of the car and runs inside the hotel. There is no time to spare. The actress must be in hair and makeup within 10 minutes to stay on schedule. Unfortunately, there's no raspberry jam anywhere in the hotel. Back outside, the assistant assures the driver he'll return in an instant, then dashes off in the opposite direction the car had been headed. 3 blocks later, he finds an open bodega where he buys an entire jar of raspberry jam. Huffing and puffing, he sprints back to the limo and hands the jam over with a flourish. Not only did the actress get to eat her favorite breakfast, but they still managed to make it to hair and makeup on time. In other words, the assistant's superpowers saved the day, even though it required running a 4.9-second 40-yard dash. Raspberry jam isn't frequently, ever, a necessity for most busy executives. But that kind of service from an assistant, that commitment to making sure your wants and needs are met, that kind of innovative thinking and inspired action, that willingness to go above and beyond the call of duty, who wouldn't want all of that? Whether you are the CEO of a large corporation, a former executive now doing consulting and philanthropic work while sitting on several boards, an entrepreneur at the helm of a busy startup, or you have taken over the family business and grown it beyond your ability to manage everything yourself, you can use that kind of dedication. Imagine how productive, efficient, and effective you would be if you could leverage the commitment of somebody like that assistant to support you. Help wanted. Executives often find themselves in a tough position. Gone are the days when a secretary diligently answered every call that came in for you, took dictation while you spoke your way through your communications, and managed your calendar with discretion, determining which appointments should be penciled in and which should be set in stone. Instead, frequently you answer most of your calls on your cell, organize your calendar yourself, and write emails, text messages, and occasionally a printed letter. You are being pulled in numerous directions, leading teams, overseeing projects, and trying to keep up with various fundraisers and networking. Meanwhile, your calendar is overbooked, and there are literally thousands of emails in your inbox. You have no gatekeeper, and consequently, too many people are coming to you for answers, rather than the direct reports who should be handling them, because they have easy access to you. You know you're spending too much time online researching things like travel options, on hold waiting to get through to airlines and hotels, and on the hunt looking for thank you gifts for clients. Likewise, all those PowerPoints you have created, although well-designed and perfectly worded, monopolized an excessive number of hours and amount of energy. You wish you had a clone so you could attend all the community functions you're invited to and do more networking, or at least network efficiently. Right now, there are just too many channels to keep track of. You are good at what you do, but you could be much better if you were not inundated and overwhelmed by the abundance of administrative work required to support your efforts. You need to find an assistant, but not just any assistant. You need to find someone to do more than keep up with you. You need someone who, like Pepper in Iron Man, can almost read your mind and stay one step ahead of you so you can be a superhero in both your business and personal life. If any of this rings true for you, maybe it's time to put an ad on Indeed to find an executive assistant, EA. Before you do that, though, read on. You do not want to find just any assistant. You want to find someone you can partner with and who you can enable to leverage their superpowers so you can be an executive who accomplishes great things and achieves maximum impact in minimal time. We call such EA skills performance multipliers. Performance multipliers. The truth is, no high-performing executive works in a vacuum. Having a good team under them is crucial for their success, and their EA is often one of the most vital members of that team. At a minimum, by taking on the traditional office support responsibilities of handling phone calls, scheduling meetings, and organizing travel arrangements, EAs put more room on an executive's plate. That time and mental space can then be focused on other aspects of the business. Expanding beyond that traditional role, though, is where a top-level EA's support truly becomes a performance multiplier for you, the principal or executive. That expansion includes applying exceptional organizational skills and a precise eye for detail to projects and initiatives that you want managed in alignment with your vision. Because they know you and your goals so well, they are in a prime position to help maintain boundaries around your priorities by controlling access to you and maintaining your calendar, which is more than just scheduling meetings. They are also key in helping you establish relationships both internally with staff members and employees and externally with clients, vendors, service providers, and people from your community. Although having such a person on your staff may sound too good to be true, we assure you it is not. However, there is a caveat. You need to know how to partner with such a person and learn to enable them to become a performance multiplier. This book will guide you through how to do just that. A framework for partnership. The first part of this book discusses why and how the right assistant can help any executive live their best life and be as successful as possible. We open with a discussion that compares the difference between partnering with an EA versus hiring someone you can give only limited responsibilities and whom you must micromanage. Once you see how partnering can benefit you, you will be eager to find an EA for you and your company. So we will go into what is involved in recruiting the perfect person for the position. We'll review what to look for in candidates, where to find them, and then provide strategies for making the decision and offering that perfect candidate a job. When you get the right EA on board, it's time to enable them to use their superpowers for the benefit of you and your company. We will explore what those powers are and show how they are manifested in everyday business life. We also talk about why it's so important that an EA is a hospitalian, to borrow a term from restaurateur Bobby Stuckey, meaning someone who goes beyond merely providing a service to someone who provides a high-touch hospitality service. Such a concept may seem odd for a discussion about EAs, but we promise you it is the primary mindset for EAs to have when working with successful executives, as well as Hollywood stars. With a fuller understanding of what your EA can do for you, you will be ready to train and partner with them. So we will round out the first part of the book by providing strategies and techniques to make that happen as smoothly and efficiently as possible. In the second half of the book, we'll take a deep dive into the 5 performance multipliers and discuss what you can do to be sure your EA is empowered to execute each one. Those performance multipliers include business partner, chief of staff, project manager, assistant/scheduler, personal assistant. Yes, it seems like we are promising a golden ticket to high productivity, exceptional time management, and even greater success for you. And perhaps we are. But that's because we know the true power of EAs. That is what our business is all about. Who are we? We are Ethan and Stephanie Bull, founders of Pro Assisting, a remote executive assistant service company that provides a full spectrum of support to consultants, entrepreneurs, C-suite executives, startup and former CEOs, and board of director members. Combined, we have more than 30 years of experience meeting the high expectations of demanding, discerning, and uber-successful principals. Ethan was the personal assistant sprinting down the Manhattan street on the hunt for raspberry jam. Prior to forming Pro Assisting with Stephanie, he built a resume working on Hollywood films before moving on to serve some very elite entertainment agents at the William Morris Agency. Later, he worked with marketing executives, including Mark Schiller, CEO of Electric Artists, Sharon Napier, CEO of Partners in Napier, and a series of C-suite members and partners at marketing giant Deutsch New York. In the world of healthcare, he served as the Director of Administrative Services and Senior Executive Assistant to the CEO of Rochester Regional Health, a massive network of hospitals, elderly care facilities, outpatient laboratories, rehabilitation programs, surgical centers, and independent and assisted living centers. In his role as Director of Administrative Services, he led a team of 80 assistants who supported over 250 healthcare professionals through the network. Throughout his career, Ethan excelled at being the right hand of his principal, managing schedules, email and travel, supervising projects, and coordinating community events. Additionally, Ethan directly managed senior executive assistants supporting executive leadership teams, and he recruited, trained, and supervised assistant support staff members of entire organizations. Stephanie, Ethan's wife and business partner, brings her own impressive background to pro assisting and to this book. She developed an eye for detail and process development skills while serving as project manager and editorial assistant for a World Bank consulting firm. Later, she expanded in her role as an executive assistant in the world of finance, as well as chief of staff / executive assistant to the CEO at J. Crew. Stephanie excelled in positions that blurred the lines between personal and corporate service when she took on the title and responsibilities of director of operations and executive assistant for large hedge fund CEOs. There, she developed expertise in managing business and personal properties, including the associated staff, transportation management, and construction oversight. An exceptional researcher, she planned and coordinated domestic and international travel, and created and maintained inventories of precious metals, art, jewelry, and antiques. In short, Stephanie cultivated invaluable skills that make her a unique asset to powerful, meticulous, intelligent, and extraordinarily busy people. We pulled our knowledge, skills, and talents together to create Pro Assisting. Before pairing an EA with a principal, we make sure the EA's skills are up to our expectations. However, sometimes an EA's skills remain untapped by their principal. That was something we frequently observed throughout our tenure. While numerous principals, executives, and business owners did quite well, several could have done phenomenally well if they knew how to work better with their EAs. So here we are with this book. However, please keep in mind that although we wrote this for the busy executive or principal, we would like to encourage you to share it with your EA. By doing so, you may find it easier to explain the kind of relationship you would love to have with them, and they will have a reference for how they can expand in their position and provide a fuller service to you. But wait, who ate the jam? The actress Ethan worked for is Nastasia Kinski. He was with her when she was on location in New York City and played the love interest of Warren Beatty's character in the movie Town and Country. Ethan was fresh out of college at the time, but had no qualms about providing the high-touch hospitality effort necessary to get the raspberry jam. Both of us grew up in families engaged in the hospitality industry, so perhaps going the extra mile, or rather three blocks, did not seem all that extraordinary to him at the time. That hospitality mindset, the willingness to be a hospitalian, is what we believe separates an average EA from an exceptional one. As you'll soon discover, 51% of a good EA's job is concerned with soft skills, communication, service, emotional intelligence, and trust. The other 49% are hard skills, which include technology, calendar and data management, and organization. By performing as a hospitalian for the total 100%, EAs are able to do their job with such finesse and aptitude that you, the principal, can achieve exponentially more than you ever thought possible. So let's start with why that is. Why and how can the right assistant make an executive look superhuman?